from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Can you believe it's 2018? I'm still writing 2017 on my crypto checks.
Remember, though, when you were a kid, you'd hear 2018, you're like, you would do the math about how old you were going to be, and you're like, we're going to be in flying cars, and that's so far in the future.
I know. It's like we're now in the sci-fi years, 2018.
Yeah.
So if you get a 30-year mortgage now, your last payment's due in 2058.
Then you can refinance that with
2048.
That was funny.
888-409-8584.
Licensed by the California BIA. No, I'll stop. I'll stop.
Please.
Hopefully you won't hear that ever again.
Yeah.
Spending less money is one of the resolutions people have in the new year. I think Generation Xers carry the most debt and doesn't get any better for them.
Is that us?
Heidi, come on.
I think it'd be...
I'm an Xer, no?
No. You're more the Mary Tyler Moore generation, aren't you? What was that?
Oh, they went the hat.
What was that?
Oh,
my God, your hair.
Put your hat back.
You make Anthony's hair look good.
I shouldn't have done that.
You make Frosty's hair look awesome.
Yeah, right. Sorry, you know what you look like?
Come on, it's first day back at work. Why don't you try?
Jesus Christ. You look like one of those early statues of Lady Liberty where hair is flowing in the breeze, like the 1799 version of Beauty. That's you. You're just a woman out of time. There you are.
1799 version of Beauty.
Yes. My corset is a little tight.
Like those paintings of fat girls.
Here we go.
I'm Botticelli.
Coin collector Johnny, you can pull this up online. Pull up the 1799 flowing hair Liberty dollar. That's you.
Anyway, Johnny, don't waste your time.
I don't know.
He's like, what? Really? I got to look up the 1799
flowing hair living in.
You may have flattered me and you don't even know it. I'm going to look her up later.
So, saving money, I would guess.
Did you spend money in 2017 on something that was ridiculous that you're like, still having buyer's remorse a little bit?
I paid for a trip coming up. I probably shouldn't have taken.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Ireland in March.
Yes. Me, Frank. Eric and my buddy Wade. Sorry, Heidi, I figured you were busy. We're all going.
I've never. Okay.
It's no, cool. We didn't it's want cool. any girls.
No lasses.
Yeah. Especially ones with flowing hair like this. I wouldn't want to tempt you.
I have seen that since the 1799 flowing haired Liberty dollar. Anyway, it's a trip for four. And I thought, me and my three best friends are all going to spend a few days in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. So I footed the bill for that. And then, of course, all the Visa bills showed up for that. And one's like, holy crap, Jesus.
Yeah. Ah! Oh.
That was my most foolish expense ever.
That's got to be...
It better be a good trip.
Yeah. Oh, this is getting me in the mood.
How you care for a pint?
Well, I'm just going to say it now. If you look closely in season four of Broadchurch, we're going to be extras. Is Broadchurch an Irish show?
It's a British show.
It's a British show?
Northern. It's in Northern Britain, which they do have... A bit of an Irish brogue.
Scottish.
Yeah, Scottish, yeah.
Season one, Broadchurch, one of the greatest shows you've ever seen in your life. Season two, okay.
I watched season two and season three over the
You
holiday.
Didn't watch season one, or you did?
I did.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'll agree. Season one's the best one. Season two is good. Season three, I'm like...
Yeah, I know.
And I don't even want to say why.
Don't.
Do you know why?
Yes, of course. I know why. And I know why you
Women will
why.
Hate you if you say
oh,
it.
Oh, I know.
And some men, so
I know.
Don't.
I know.
You can't say it.
But if you all know what I'm going to say, well, then hate yourselves.
Fun. Right. You should hate yourself, because that's
See,
awful.
Now,
you thought it, too. I didn't even say it yet.
No, I didn't think it.
Too,
I only thought it because I know you go, you know why
oh,
I didn't like
well,
it.
You cannot say, I know how you are, that's why I thought it. You stopped me from saying it because you thought it
no,
first.
No, you said, oh, season three, well, I don't want to say why I didn't like it.
And so, you knew exactly what I was going to
because
say.
Because it's you.
We know you, Frank.
All right, here's the story.
No,
don't. Be
woman,
careful.
Woman gets raped. And that's the whole storyline. It follows like two cops, and there's the investigation is the whole season.
Yeah, who did?
I mean, it's a British show, so it drags out. I mean, the interviews, I mean, it's a very long, drawn-out show. So it's like dragging and dragging and dragging and dragging and dragging. But the reason I couldn't get into it is
because
this woman was hideous.
Well,
yeah, well, she
I
was
mean, incredibly.
An average
looking... No. Hideous. Ugly.
Well, that's fine.
But they cast her as like the town bluesy, like everyone dug her. I'm like, I can't buy into this.
Well, there was one where the one guy was cheating on his wife, who was kind of a good looking hot lady, and he was cheating on his good looking hot lady.
Well, she was like Stifler's mom.
With this main
see?
Character.
So see, you're obviously thinking the same thing.
You are so American. You don't understand. You're putting the what you call a beauty on a different culture. Over there, people aren't as infatuated with looking like Hollywood movie stars.
And that was a small town, too.
Yeah, so everyone's kind of average and below average and ugly.
Think of the hot girl in Terre Haute. She ain't hot in L.A.
There we go. So the hottest of the ugly is ugly, but she's the hottest of the ugly, and therefore desirable.
Yeah, I'm a Batesville 10. Okay.
But just be very
I'm an
careful.
L.A.
So that ruined the plot for you because you couldn't understand why she was...
No. It was just like how everyone thought she was the hot chick.
Right, okay.
Like she was like, she'd get drunk and she had a reputation. It's like, you know, let's not put her on trial because her reputation will come out. Like how it says in most cases, like she wore a short skirt that night. Then that shouldn't be a part of any kind of attack or any kind of defense. But I was like, my God.
Well, the whole
she's the town floozy?
In a small town.
Well, you don't have to be good looking to be a floozy, by the way.
But the whole town wanted her? Whatever.
She had such a good personality, though.
Yeah, she was.
No, she didn't. She was just a...
she was lovely. She worked
at like, she's ornery. Horrible haircut.
She looked kind of like olive oil. Remember olive oil from Popeye?
No, olive oil was way hotter.
I agree.
And didn't Brutus and Popeye fight over olive oil? They both wanted her?
She looked like the guy who ate all the burgers. What was his name?
Pee-wee?
Wimpy.
No, Wimpy. Yeah.
She's like Wimpy. Oh, my God. Anyway, don't watch it. Never
also,
mind.
I watched a show.
Inside story.
Interesting take on it.
I watched a show that I think you well, now everybody has told me to watch it, but I think you started it here, Godless.
Oh, yeah, the all-female Western.
Yeah, great. I finished it. Yeah, we finished the last episode.
It's
like
sorry, I drug out, too.
It's though. A minute. It gets a little, but that last episode is a pretty solid episode.
There'd be a lot more lesbo action in a whole town of women cowboys, but only one.
Yeah.
Only one?
Yeah. Only like one couple.
Huh. Yeah, probably had more, but they just didn't show. You know, that's what I was thinking. Probably more up in there in the parlor.
You know, the problem is there's too many shows because Frank, you and
Heidi, so many shows.
You both recommend like 10 shows to binge watch. I had this ledger at home next to my laptop, completely full of shows to watch. So I've watched like 2 episodes of this and 1 of that, 3 of this, 2 of that.
Yeah,
I can't get to everything.
And no kid in America should say, "Oh Lord."
But you don't want him sitting in front of the TV.
No, no, you don't. You don't. But I'm saying, like, I know. But you want him doing other stuff. Growing up in Southern Indiana with 3 channels.
You're not bored. Get in there and binge watch 3 seasons of Broadchurch.
Well, seriously, I don't know.
Tell me if you think that woman's ugly or not.
Bad casting, Frank. That's all it was.
Bad casting. Bad casting. That's what I meant. Bad casting.
Who would you have cast in that? That we would
anyone else.
Oh, wow. All right.
Alcohol was involved, Frank, so the perpetrator lowered his standards. By the way, we should do a public service.
I wasn't saying he's lowering standards. You said that.
I did not.
I think you may have.
No, I didn't. You did.
All right.
Anyway, what we should do for a public service is to maybe compile a list of shows, because people are going to recommend you binge watch all these shows, but there's some that you invest yourself in, and when it's done, you've wasted 8 hours of your life. Frank wasted 8 hours of my life. He recommended a show called Wormwood.
Wormwood.
And I'm thinking, okay.
It's a Netflix show, right? I've seen it in the lineup.
Boring me to death. I'm 3 episodes in. Here comes 4 more.
It drug out, too. A lot of those shows drag out. That's why they would never, ever be. They would never last on just regular television.
Because no one's going
to wait. You
couldn't
go week to week on this stuff. You'd give up after week one.
I read about Wormwood. It's like a crime-solving show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it was so boring. I thought by the end, Frank, like, okay, he got me. He made me waste 8 hours of my life.
You watched the whole damn thing?
I did, because I thought it'd get good.
No.
Because you said watch it.
It just drags out. It doesn't get good.
But I didn't like it from the first hour.
Story.
I thought, well, Frank liked it. It must be good. So I wasted through 2 whole nights.
Well, then I'm not going to bother with that, because I went on my list,
too. No, go ahead and watch it.
Don't.
You don't have to watch the whole thing.
What do you mean
they,
I don't have to
they repeat
watch?
Themselves quite a bit.
Oh.
Don't watch the whole thing.
Like, you know, you read a book, and it's like, okay, it's like, what? And they keep repeating themselves, and okay, now get to the point of this book. You know,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
If I'm trying to learn something here or self-improvement, all right, let me get to the what do I
got
to do?
Right.
And then
just
keep building up and building up and building up, and but they got 250 pages out of this.
Why didn't you tell me don't watch the whole thing? You told her.
Had
you said watch the first hour, that's pretty much the gist of it. I'd say thank you, Frank.
You should have known it was bad. Wormwood is what is Malort is based on. It's a liquor made with wormwood.
I didn't know that.
Should have known it was bad.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of that goes a long way.
Very long way.
Uh-huh.
2018, you're making resolutions. If you already screwed it up for yourself, you're looking for 2019 to fix everything. People looking to take better care of themselves, like getting more sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds awesome, doesn't it? Read more books.
Who reads books anymore?
By the way, the restful sleep thing I mentioned earlier that I got a Fitbit for Christmas, and it gives you all your stats. And I got my dashboard, pulled up my little, what they call dashboard this morning. And in the last week, I have 8 hours and 13 minutes of restful sleep in a week. Like, that's not good. You're supposed to have that in a night, right? In the last week.
You've been staying up all night, binge watching television, and drinking wine.
No, but I think you're right. Like you mentioned earlier, like I'm restless. Obviously, I'm not still and sleeping. I'm all over the place. So my Fitbit's going, well, she's not. I don't.
Know.
Well, I guess because I'm moving around.
You gotta get all the dogs out of your bed.
Yeah, there's that.
I wasn't going to mention this. Just to digress
and
for a second.
And your pets too.
I wasn't going to mention this. This is absolutely true. I have a doctor's appointment coming up. A follow-up.
Uh-oh.
Because
a callback at a doctor's office?
Yeah. That's the only callback he's ever gotten.
Because they said my head isn't draining right.
Frosty.
Because I went in for an eye exam, and they puff that puff of air on your eyeball.
To test glaucoma.
Right.
Pressure, yeah.
And I guess it wasn't springy enough.
You got glaucoma?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
And they call the specialist and said, let's try this again because it's not bouncing like it should or whatever. And they puff, 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 puff. They go, oh, God, you got too much fluid in there or something. It's not draining out. How are you sleeping? And I said, well, lately I've been dozing off in the chair. Sometimes I wake up, I've been sitting up, sleeping half the night, sitting up in the easy chair. Then I go to bed. They go, well, your head's not... Your fluid's not draining out. You need to lay down more.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
So I got to go back in a week and a half.
What's the worst case scenario if your head doesn't drain?
If the fluid...
You should start sleeping
your
upside down.
Your eyeballs just pop out?
Yeah.
I guess if you don't lay down, the fluid behind your eye doesn't drain right?
Can you do it quick, just sleep upside down like a bat for a night? Like lay on the bed, but lean your head off the bed like this?
But then your stomach would suffocate you.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
Maybe it's backed up tears.
It'd find me buried by my own stuff.
It's backed up
tears. I don't know. I'm just trying. I'm not a doctor.
Who would have thought that's what I'm going to die from? I thought it'd be like, you know, the cheese in the arteries or something. No, whatever's behind my eyeballs.
What'd he die? You know, his head wasn't draining.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's all the happy tears.
So the doctor lady, she goes.
I haven't had a chance to flow.
Yeah, it's funny. Here's I'm losing my life.
Look, there's a sad one.
Oh.
So she goes, tell you what, don't panic yet, but I need you to get some good sleep lying down for a week or two and come back and we'll retest you.
Don't panic yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm panicked.
She goes, because your fluid just may not be draining because if you're sitting up and sleeping all night.
I get that. What's the reason to panic?
Yeah. You go blind?
Yeah, is it blindness?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not good.
You didn't ask? I'd be like, what do you mean? Panic. Why would I panic?
Yeah,
when they say don't panic yet, I'm not going to ask them what to panic about.
Yes, I would.
Yes,
no, they said don't panic yet. It's good enough for me. Let's talk in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. I would have been on Google. I'd be like, okay.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you over panic on everything.
Mm. You do? You think I do? You think I over panic? I don't know. Too much.
But who knew that sleeping, sitting up was bad for the fluid in your
eyes?
You
think it would be good because then you're...
Wouldn't it drain down because you're sitting up? Apparently not. You got to lay down.
So is it what, glaucoma? What do you got?
That's what they... It may be that.
You know what you have to take for glaucoma, right?
Is it weed?
Yeah, it's weed.
What a day to find out you've got glaucoma.
Could it be edibles?
Anything, yeah.
Come on, eye fluid.
There you go. You're going to be a stoner.
So I've been making a point to lay down and sleep in a bed now as opposed to falling asleep in the chair and waking up at, you know, midnight.
Why'd you go in for the vision exam? Were you seeing spots or something?
No, my contact lens prescription was up, and I wear disposables, and they got to renew the prescription. So it's a routine exam. But no reason to panic yet.
Oh, panic.
But your fluid isn't draining right.
I've never even heard of that before.
Not to get LASIK.
Eh.
Then you never have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, but then when you get to a certain age, LASIK busts on you anyway because you're old.
Yeah.
I'm not saying now that would happen to you. I'm saying, but eventually, even if they fix
you. What do you mean it busts on you?
Well, eventually you're going to need reading glasses, even if you got LASIK.
Right,
because most of the time when you get older, the reading is you need it for you need it when you're reading because everybody holds it. Holds a paper far out. That's eventually going to happen anyway.
And it's fine for some people, good for you. But these disposable contact lenses—they're trifocals. They're trifocal contact lenses.
You have trifocal? I've never even heard of it. I've heard of bifocals, but never trifocal.
You know, and there's no, you don't see the wavy line like an old man looking. No, but it's just the way they're made. Wherever you look, it's
but
like.
But how do you do that? It's moving with your eyeball all the time. How can you focus on which end you're looking at through the contact lens?
God, the brain somehow does that.
Did you get, when you first had them, were you dizzy? Like, whoa,
I'm not looking. So if I look down,
I don't even believe you. No. That's
here. Put one in.
Crap.
I'll bring a lens in, and you can wear it.
In.
I think you just have the one eye.
Trifocal contact.
It's
lenses.
True.
How many focals are there? I never heard.
They max at three.
They max. Okay, all right.
But that little, I can read. I've got 20/20 vision with these little disposable lenses. Everybody's throwing away.
That's crazy.
Like with a spider's eye.
Yeah. But no reason to panic.
No. But I panic a little bit. I think.
So anyway, that's my big thing. So I'm worried kind of my head isn't
When do we find out what...
A week and a half.
Oh, God. Yeah. So you got to lay... Your prescription
good sleep.
Is laid
so
out.
So if they say, well, you're going blind. There's nothing we can do about it. What are you going to do?
Shoot myself.
Would you shoot yourself?
Because your life is all wrapped up in your and being able to see.
I know Eric's dad's blind. See what a miserable life. I don't want to be like Eric Stan.
Yeah, but you can't see how Eric dresses. It's a benefit. It's a plus. You got to think of the sunny side of things.
I know. You can be
I saw some show over the weekend where they blindfolded food experts and it did a blind taste test of just random stuff, see if they could guess what it was. Mm. And because your vision is connected to your
ankle
taste
bone.
Buzzer, like everything's connected when you're eating food and your ankle bone. That they had a hard time. Guessing what things were if they couldn't
see. Oh, come
see
on.
It.
Chef,
really?
Food experts? That's nuts.
Huh. You think you would just taste it and know if
well,
you're...
I can only tell it's a cottage cheese if I see white curd. Otherwise...
Well, maybe everyone could tell cottage cheese.
Why don't I...
That's an easy one.
Well, what
they did like...
Celery's tough.
They did whatever like
saffron...
Pureed broccoli. Who'd know what that is?
Oh, well, you'd know broccoli. Broccoli is so... Stem.
How would you know broccoli?
I've
you read broccoli?
I've seen photos
of it. Pureed. Pureed means it's just like a soupy goo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Weird.
Gets you with no soupy goo.
I'm just saying, you lose your vision, you might lose your desire to eat.
Huh.
Maybe my other senses would be more acute. The vision goes, something else takes its place. Like suddenly, I can smell all the way to Montana.
You're a super taster.
Eric, does your dad fly or anything? Does he have any other things that kicked in?
Yeah.
When his eyes went...
Invisibility? Anything cool?
Yeah, his other senses took over.
Everybody else is invisible.
That's a superpower.
That's funny. A lot of people want to learn a new skill in 2018.
I just like to learn a skill.
Thought about it? A skill at all?
Skill meaning...
It's a new skill.
Like a...
How's that different than a hobby?
Well,
so we're not talking learning how to speak Spanish or learning how to fly model airplanes.
Or
a skill
learning how
meaning,
to play guitar.
Oh, okay.
Right?
There
that's
we go.
A,
there we go.
That's a skill, like knowing how to play guitar.
Or woodworking. Or ironing.
Yeah. But that could be...
ironing.
That could be... listen up, ladies. That could be... Yeah, but Frank's right. Hobby.
You got no skills, Heidi?
Could be... No, I don't have any.
Me neither.
I don't know what they would be.
Get a new job is one thing people are trying to do in 2018. We'll probably have to do that.
Oh,
if I had skills, I could.
I just saw 40% or 39 to 40% of us are unhappy in our job and seriously looking for work in the new year. Almost four in ten out of ten.
Make new friends. 2018, gonna make some new friends. Nah.
How do you resolve to do that? Because if you're trying to make friends,
then you're obnoxious.
You're the guy who's
like,
trying
hey, what, so yeah. what are you guys doing? Hey, this weekend, what do you guys do?
Yeah,
I don't know you. What are you talking about? I know, but maybe we could hang out or something.
If I don't randomly meet you through somebody else or you move in next door, I'm never going to meet you.
That's right. So true. It's easy when you're a kid because you're in school.
Just get a new hobby.
I guess if you get a new hobby, you meet more friends from your hobby.
Like
you
your hobby
socialize.
Is what? Coin collecting.
Well,
you don't meet any friends like that.
No. Well, unless you're talking to people online, like, did you get the 1794? Blah, blah, blah.
I guess I don't have a hobby. I used to make music, but I don't do that much anymore, so I'm hobbyless. And soon to be sightless, apparently.
Well, thank God you don't have hobbies you got to lose.
What a terrible time to take up a hobby.
Do blind people have hobbies? Can they?
Huh.
1-800-955-556. What are blind hobbies?
They collect eyewear?
No, you wouldn't.
No, but if you're an ironic guy, you would. You know what
See?
I mean? You're like, I got sunglasses, old-timey frames.
I'm a photographer.
It's like an amputee with a shoe collection.
flying photography. Oh.
You know, there might be something to that with today's modern cameras.
Yeah, maybe he just point. He goes, talk to me so I know where. There you are.
No, just snap stuff and just have a have an art show. He has no idea what he was aiming at.
I'd go.
I would go too to see if, like, did anything come out nice?
Yeah.
Did he did anything in the center?
Take that,
Is anything
Adams.
In focus?
That may be something to that.
Hell, that could be a whole show. The blind photographer.
Could be a bird.
You could all
could
do that today.
Now he's on safari. Does he get any animals?
Like a piece of a lion's tail. That's all you get. Yeah. Like a part of an ear. And you're like, he wasn't. Okay.
Why would a blind person?
A lot of grass. And sky.
Why would a blind person go on a safari? It's an expensive trip to take.
It's hilarious. And that's what we're doing here.
Just smell.
Just sit in the backyard and.
The blind photographer goes on safari. I'm trying to do different episodes.
Resolutions are to volunteer to help others more.
Come on.
Yeah,
shut up.
No,
number 10 on this list is focus more on their appearance, which some people here have done.
Yes. Some.
And some people here have not.
No.
At all. Try.
I think we're 2 for 12 on that.
Is it okay to say the resolution is I don't care what people think about the way I look?
But I never believe anybody. Now. I never believe people when they say that.
Well, I'm there now. Look at me. Look at me today. I'm not wearing my caps.
You walked out of this room backwards because you didn't want people to see your bald spot that we've already seen.
It was a muscle spasm.
You're testing a new dance step.
It's called the walk away.
I was just following my ass.
Blind photographer goes to the Super Bowl. What's he get?
There's an expensive ticket for nothing.
Yeah.
He's on the sidelines.
Part of a shoe.
He hears stuff happening over here. Click.
Yeah.
Stay home and listen to the television broadcast.
Will they ever go to his camera? For the review. Speaking of that, watching football last night?
Yes.
Oh my God. What a game.
Oh, did you see that game where that
I always confuse this. Your lady went to OU?
She's a Sooner, yeah.
Oh, she had to hate life last night.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, yeah, overtime.
What a game.
They put on a show. They've never had overtime at the Rose Bowl, and they went into overtime, and my
Georgia
God.
Georgia pulled it off.
Whew. That was a nail biter.
Was she upset?
Yeah, not a happy night. But she's one that she'll have a bad night.
She'll smack you around like most people do when their team loses?
You know what? I deserved it because I was like, listen, it's just a game. That is not the right thing to say. I'm like, oh, I learned that last night. Yikes. Big deal. I go, the Bearcats, my alma mater, not even in it. Yep. So you're
They never will be.
No.
The DeVry Bearcats. You have a skill VCR repair. Shut up.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not. No one needs that anymore.
No, that was just a minor. She just minored.
That was her hobby.
Yes, she majored in Netscape. With a minor in VCR.
Yeah, the whole time last night watching that Georgia OU game, I was like, why didn't we go? I mean, it's at the Rose Bowl. Why didn't we go?
No, you know what I said about 15 times during that game? Oh, my God. Could you imagine getting out of there? Oh, my God.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting
so
old.
And then when they go in the overtime, it's getting late. I'm like, people got to go to work tomorrow. And God. Yeah. That's
why. My parents, they were watching. They were in Florida. They're watching the Rose Bowl Parade, which is broadcast nationwide. And Mom emailed back. She goes, were you there? Did you go there? And my first thought was, God, I don't want to deal with the crowds, the traffic,
oh, yeah,
the parking. And
I didn't even go to the channel. So much I didn't go. I saw Rose Parade. Skip. Guess I'll watch some ugly lady.
Frank.
Yeah.
I got a couple blind people on hold. I want to tell them about their hobbies. Hello, Jay.
Hello. Hey, you know what? My best friend's actually blind, and he's got a few hobbies.
What's he do?
So the first one is he's learning Japanese.
I really think so.
Translator.
Oh, he's going to be a translator. All right.
The second one is he loves to smoke weed. Like, he's one of the biggest stoners I know.
Yeah.
And the third one is, this one's pretty awesome. He does EI Kempo. It's like he's learning to be like a samurai. He's a blind samurai. And he's good.
Blind Fury. Wasn't that, what's his name? Who had the samurai sword? What was his name?
Yeah.
Blind Fury.
Oh,
it was an old movie.
Blind guy
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
blind fury.
Was he blind?
Yes, but he had a samurai sword.
Blind people should be swinging around sharp blades.
That's what was so kick-ass about him.
Everybody around him had to just go, whoa.
Vegas LSJ.
No, it's not fit for the blind, nor should they raise porcupines.
Charles is blind. He's got a hobby. Hello, Charles.
I can read books. I can use a computer. There's all kinds of assistive technology to let blind people do things.
That's cool.
Charles, did you go?
Did you go blind because you sat up when you went to sleep and you slept sitting up too much and the fluid didn't drain out?
No, I went blind from glaucoma.
Oh, so yeah, you got something Frosty might have, glaucoma.
Sure. Okay, so you were a grown person when that happened.
Yeah, I was 57 years old.
And how long did it take for you when you first went to the eye doctor, said, hey, something's going on here, to when you were completely blind?
5 months.
Whoa!
Frosty.
Don't panic, Frosty.
No, don't panic.
No reason to panic. Can't they give you eye drops or something?
Yeah, they gave me all kinds of eye drops, but with glaucoma, you know, you'd need surgery, and if your insurance just wants to play God, they don't pay for it.
Oh, you didn't get the... Oh, no.
Did you do you smoke a bunch of weed? I heard that helps.
No. I smoked weed when I was young. Don't smoke weed anymore.
But I thought weed helped with glaucoma.
The pain, yeah.
Helps with the pain. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so because of insurance, you couldn't get the operation you needed. Didn't that break your heart? That's terrible. They got out to worry about that.
You'll be fine, Frosty.
See if there's anything I can send him to that he would enjoy. Let's see.
I've met you before, Frosty.
Really? Did we see eye to eye?
Some guy who said he was you.
Oh. No,
you just touched me on the shoulder.
I don't normally do that with people.
Did you come out to one of our events? Did you have a dog with you?
No, I came in studio. I met Frosty.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
And don't you have some blind kids?
No, I have a bunch of blind friends.
Did you bring blind friends with you?
Blind of America. Yeah.
Yes.
I saw a young lady that was blind.
Oh, that wasn't your child. Okay. I thought it was.
No.
Yep. I remember him. Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Charles. He's our blind correspondent. If we have any questions about blindness, we can always call Charles.
You know what a blind person would be really good at being? A judge. I could be a good judge. Blind justice.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that.
We should never see the defendant.
See?
They should just wear blindfolds or only have a court in the dark.
Or you can only be on jury duty if you're blind.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah. If you get your summons, you're like, sorry, can't make it. What's your reason? I can see. And then you're out. No jury duty. Only blind people can be jurors.
By the way, I'm on call this week for jury duty. Seriously. I didn't have to go today, but if I'm not here tomorrow or Thursday or Friday.
Don't tell them you have glaucoma. You'll get right in.
Well, that's how you get out.
All right, let's get a quick look at traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is being brought to you by...